nice enough to give us some time this morning. Hey, Mike, it's Anthony and Jude here on the Equine Forum.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Good.
Doing well, Mike. Abel Tasman and a late boy. They just they can't seem to get enough of each other, huh?
Well, they're just two extremely talented fillies, man. It's kind of like Beholder and Songbird.
Yeah, the battles are reminiscent of those other two fillies. It's just amazing how they hook up and fight it out.
Well, and then look at the time they ran in as well, man. It was an extremely fast race. I think they were just a little bit off the track record, I believe.
Yeah, she ran. They both ran dynamite races on Saturday. So I got to ask you, you know, the famous Mike Smith left hand comes out and you guys bump. And, you know, last year it looked like it was just some race ride. And this year looked a little more serious to me. A lot of fans joke about the jocks being called in by the stewards. Jude says it all the time. What are you guys going to say? Yeah, I bumped it. You should take me down. How did that go last Saturday?
No, I came out a step, but he also came in too. So, I mean, I came out to engage him a little bit, and we had room in between us, and he had the same idea. You know, the only thing is, I was slightly in front of him, so whenever that happens, it'll turn you out. So he actually turned me out. I felt I just took every bit of the worst of it as he did. It didn't change the outcome of the race. At that point, I thought I had him beat. Again, you know, he came in every bit as much as I came out. So you meet in the middle, you 50-50. What do you do? You know.
Must be nice to have a filly like her.
Great, then it's a different story. But as I drifted out a path, he also came in a path and a half. So
must be nice to have a filly like her. You can win
the. Do what?
Yeah, it must be nice to have a filly like her. You can win the Kentucky Oaks from last and the personal ensign the next year, gate to wire.
Well, you know, she's a different filly from a 3-year-old to now. You know, she's older, much more mature. She's getting out of the gate a little better, so now she has. She's always had such a turn of foot. Anytime you get a horse that has a turn of foot like she does, I mean, they can about use it anywhere you ask them to. And especially when they change it on their own, you know. So she's kind of changed her own running style. She's gotten to where she just likes to lay closer, which is fine with me. It keeps me from having to come last.
You won the grade one the next race with Marley's Freedom. She's been a tremendous development. What do you think of her?
A whole lot. You know, I mean, I rode her early on. Actually, the first time I rode her, I won a race on her at Del Mar. But, man, she's improved leaps and bounds. I mean, she's just grown, you know, bigger and stronger and has really gotten good. That was a nice field she ran against last Saturday, and she, man, it was very impressive. Very impressed with the way she ran.
Mike, you're back this weekend here at Saratoga, a place you're very familiar with, having really, you know, made your bones here on the East Coast and won a zillion races, it seems, up here at Saratoga. You come back this weekend for Chasing Yesterday and Dream Tree tomorrow. We'll get to her in a minute. But Chasing Yesterday by Tappet, of course, out of Little Princess Emma, makes her a half-sister to 2015 Triple Crown winner American Pharoah. Bob has her as well. Talk to me about her. She looked really, really good in her debut, and now she'll stretch out from the 5.5 to 7 furlongs today.
Yeah, she's really, really exciting filly. Thought a lot of her before she ran, and she certainly didn't let us down. She ran a really professional and good race. First time out, she acts a lot like American Pharoah as far as her demeanor. Her demeanor, she's very kind. She's just a sweetheart to be around and just aims to please. First time, of course, second time out, first time shipping and new racetrack and going 7/8. We'll have to see, but she's got that kind of talent. We look for her to run a really big race today.
Yeah, she should appreciate the 7 furlongs and the way she finished off that fast pace. Very, very nice race. She's going to be super tough, I think.
Well, I would sure think so. I mean, she acts like, you know, the distance to ground is probably going to be her best. She's not really tall, but she's long, and she's got a big, beautiful, fluid stride. I mean, she's a very athletic filly, so 7/8 should be a good spot for her. And the filly that she beat that day came back and just got beat a nose last time out, so it shows she certainly beat a quality filly.
Does that stretch out, Mike, not just in this case with a filly like Chasing Yesterday, but does the stretch out from 5.5 to 7 concern you?
Well, yeah, well, it's a good size jump, Anthony. I mean, 7/8 is, as you know, it's a tough race. But Bob has gotten her ready for it, man. He's worked her for it, trained her for it. He wouldn't bring her down here if he didn't think she was ready for it. So although it is some sort of concern because you're going from 5/8 to 7, but I just know Bob, and I know he'll have her ready.
Talking with Hall of Famer Mike Smith. Back in Saratoga for closing weekend. He has Chasing Yesterday today. He picked up Rally Cry in the Woodward. Mike, you've been here for plenty of Woodwards back when it was down at beautiful Belmont Park. Of course, this is contractually obligated on the Horse Racing Radio Network to mention Holy Bull whenever we possibly can. That 1994 Woodward at Belmont has to be one of the highlights of your career.
Oh, it certainly was. That was one of, if not the greatest race he ever ran. I mean, it was just an incredible race that day. He beat some of the greatest older horses in the country from both coasts, and he didn't only beat him that day. I mean, he did the whole Holy Bull on him and just drew away and crushed that day. It was a tremendous race on his part.
No Holy Bulls in this edition. You ride a long shot for Todd Pletcher. A full field of 14, though. Can you ever remember a Woodward this deep and contentious and wide open?
No, actually, I haven't. I mean, it's a full field of 14, and it, like you said, it's a wide open race. So although we're 20-1, we're not without a chance. I mean, there's been a race or two that this horse has run that would put him in the winner's circle against this bunch. So if I can just get him to run one of those two races that he's run in the past, I wouldn't be surprised if he ran big at all.
I got an email this morning from TVG. They picked you right on top, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the support. I appreciate it. But, yeah, I mean, he's not without a chance. I mean, there's a race or two way down on his form that if he was to jump up and run something like that again, it would. You know, I wouldn't be shocked at all if they didn't put him in there. So we'll just have to hope I can get it out of him. That's all.
And they were right here at Saratoga, the Alley Dar last year. He won by 8 3/4 lengths. And then he came back, and he was second to Gunrunner in the Woodward. So, yeah, I mean, I think if he runs either of those races, certainly in with a chance here this afternoon. We're talking with Mike Smith, Hall of Famer. He's here for Chasing Yesterday and tomorrow. Dream Tree. Yesterday afternoon, Mike, Jude Feld on our Express Bet radio program said he thinks Dream Tree might be the best 3-year-old filly in training. You're going to ride her for the first time tomorrow.
Yes, and I mean she's unbeaten so far. You know, she's coming off a long layoff, but this will be the first time that I'm riding her in a race. Anyway, I've been fortunate to breeze her actually out of the gate 3/4 of a mile a couple of weeks ago. I think it was maybe 3, but man, she worked. Brilliant. I mean, really good. She works so good at, you know, Bob was kind of on the fence if he should come down or not, and she's been training so well that she just basically made him bring her, you know, so that's another good sign. But she's doing real good, and she could very well be. I mean, she's unbeaten. She's done everything asked of her. Some of those races, too, that are close margins. I mean, I know you know, she could have, sometimes she'll seem to wait on horses a bit, but then the last two races that she ran, she kind of learned to go ahead and open on up and finish her races. So she's certainly doing good and training well, and she's another filly that has a lot of upside to her, so we're excited about getting her back going.
Yeah, that's a nice mount to pick up. Just another good one for down the road. She certainly has Breeders' Cup potential.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, without a doubt. I wouldn't. We'll see how she comes, you know, runs in this race, and then they'll decide what they're going to do with her next and which race they'll point her for. I mean, she showed she'll go around two turns. She showed she'll sprint. She's just one of those very, very talented fillies.
Mike, as you look back on your career and all those years you came up here with my man Steve Adika and were on the grind for the 30-day meet back then, you know, up here the 5-6 weeks. Must be nice to come in now and basically, you know, ride the good ones, ride a card or two. Do you get to enjoy it up here a little bit more now than you did, say, 20 years ago?
Well, I mean, there's short trips, Anthony, kind of in and out, you know, and then to head back, you got to get up pretty early to head back in time to ride back at Del Mar. So, but I always enjoy it. I mean, anytime you get to come into Saratoga, man, it's just a special, beautiful place. I mean, you just feel it when you're driving in. So it's pretty neat. And then, you know, not to mention, you know, I started out kind of here when I was just getting really going. So it's a special place for me. And when I get to come back here, and then if you're blessed enough to do well, then that's just icing on the cake, man. It's just incredible.
All right, well, the King of Queens will be here later on this afternoon to ride Chasing
like
Yesterday. In. I know you do. Chasing Yesterday in the Spinaway and Rally Cry in the Woodward tomorrow. Get to see him again to ride Dream Tree in the Prioress. Hall of Famer, the one and only, Mike Smith. Mike, I'll catch up with you in the room later. I'll come by and say hello.
Oh, I'd love that. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on.